shrinking at this stage. But anyway, I'm just so delighted to be here. It's my first time to read in Cork, and it's special for me in the sense that we're out there still, the Corkonians. Mm-hmm. You know, my grandmother was born in Queenstown in 1882, so it's a special, just to think, yeah, great love of poetry I owe to her. I will read, I think, five poems. These two here. The first one I read for her, really, it's called Gust, and it's about a fire. Gust. The grey shed door has swung open, and crazed pendulum it beats against the metal drainpipe. The ash bower lid, now a rusted satellite, launched without warning, trails ash from last night's fire to spark into flame the disturbed contents of two old tea chests. Telegrams, folded letters opened, scattered, become fragments, twisting into new patterns, soon borne out of reach to a stranger's garden. Secrets are burning. First love's world is left to smoulder, heat scented. A boy's face blackened at the edges. Into the evening sky, I watch a light journey out. My second poem I read is called The Sculptor's Last Menorah. And it's in memory of Nandor Blid, a sculptor who did many of the Holocaust memorials. And he often used the shape of the menorah in his design. His final one, before he died, his son finished it for him, was in Thessaloniki in 1997. The Sculptor's Last Menorah. You stood at the lake's edge in winter, observing light fade to dark, on leafless trees lifting from the water, grossly candelabra rooted deep, like a prayer for men forced to kneel, before a hostile crowd in Freedom Square. Dreams of milk and honey turned sour, an incandescent star died yelling. Branches scorched from Jesse's tree, 50,000 dead, now this menorah, once held to light the Sabbath, is how you shaped it yours. Fire rises from the ground, bodies with open wings take flight. My next poem is in the voice of Rostropovich, the cellist, and the poem is called Saraband. And if you haven't heard him play, listen to it on YouTube. Rostropovich playing the Saraband. Saraband, Rostropovich. And yet I play this cello for myself. In truth, the audience is only eavesdropping. It is a souvenir, the music you hear behind that door, a memory that escapes. I play the saraband as if I'm old, and offer to those who feel sad, a prayer for a lost child, an elegy for a country invaded, and for you, my friend, may it be a safe haven. Elena plays it now for me, her father. I am still inside the music. A tear, my last grace note, slips and falls. There is no need to wipe it away. Because I'm in my grandmother's country, the next one I read is the letter. She met my grandfather in the GPO. They were married just after the insurrection in 1916. She didn't get married until her mid-30s, and she worked on telegraphs, and she would have. They wanted to use her during the insurrection, but when the O'Rahilly heard that she was getting married in June, he didn't want to risk it, so he sent her home. So anyway, this is her. The letter. Every day without fail, he sends you a letter. You put them all for safekeeping in a satin pouch braided with gold cord. corners looped like lovers' knot, embroidered in chain stitch the letter A. On the morning after the assassination of the Duchess and Archduke in Sarajevo, "Don't worry, my dearest Annie," he writes, "sweetheart, it will surely come to nothing." You put on hold the flood of telegrams being sent from your switchboard on behalf of the Empire. Fill the chamber of the Royal Mail's fountain pen with black ink. You ignore the lurch in your stomach. Respond to his foolish words of love. You crumple the notepaper in your fist. Throw it like a dice on the checkered floor. And by return of post, you send to him, "Fondest sweet nothings in Morse code." So anyway, the final one is Solstice. We've had the Solstice recently. "All that winter I waited. I knew you would go before the Solstice, and you did. You left just as the sun was finding its way into the chamber at Newgrange. I see you walking the valley to the stone cairn, its grassy mound always a surprise. White quartz gleams as you pass through the open doorway. Stone by stone along the damp passage, you are led into its womb, your shadow cast. It was strange how it was near the end. The carers dressed you in red, not your colour, but the Christmas party, jingle bells, crackers, and Bailey's Irish cream. And as you were spun around the floor, you smiled and smiled back at them, the sun's secret in your pocket." Thank you.